This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, folks. We have been talking over the last week of, well, namely Judges 3. We premised the conversation on that very topic of how the Lord exactly established his children of Israel in the middle of his enemies, and the enemies were allowed to remain to prove the children of God. I believe are an approving point for those that will stand the test of time and walk the fight called the good fight of faith. And that's exactly what we're doing here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Well, firstly, we talked about the ACLU. Then we talked about SPLC. We'll get to Planned Parenthood soon enough. But in the meantime, notice the injustice that's going on in this country today. I want you to remember something, America, what Abraham Lincoln, love him or hate him, folks. He was right when he said, we the people, that's how it starts off on the preamble of the Constitution. We the people are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts, not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who pervert the Constitution. And what I did is I took the time today to talk to Tim Brown, senior editor of sonsoflibertymedia.com, and I wanted to get an update as to what was going on over there concerning those Bundy ranchers and what took place in Oregon. What's going on in those court cases? We got Tim Brown, senior editor from sonsoflibertymedia.com. Welcome to the show, my friend. How are you?
Hey, brother. I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing okay. I wake up every day, and I feel that I always got to come over and overcome what's going on in this country, and we're just inundated with oppressive government. We're inundated with corruption in government. We're inundated with corruption in the church. But somehow or another, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, and we overcome by the faith of the Son of God, and I'm very thankful for that. So what we need to do is set the record straight. It tells us in Isaiah 26, verse 9, that when the judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Well, everybody in this country needs, Tim, to understand that that law applies to every single one of us, regardless of what capacity we're sitting in, regardless if we're citizens or we're a judge or the president or we're a senator or we're a congressman. And I think, I wanted to bring up the topic of what's going on in the Bundy Ranch is to keep people aware of what's going on out there, because the only one that's really taking the time to pay attention and to expose what's going on over there, namely the corruption and the justice that's taking place in the courts over there, is you, Tim. And so there was no better person than to ask but Tim Brown for an update as to what's going on in the Bundy or concerning the Bundy ranchers over there.
Yeah, well, there's several people, you know, that are covering that and that are sort of boots on the ground there. Deb Jordan's one. The guy, Gary Hunt, was covering it until the judge in Oregon had him arrested for putting out, you know, information that he was leaked, on the website. And he's not subject to her. I mean, this is the thing. This whole idea of gag orders and things like that is If Congress can make no law respecting freedom of speech, how in the world can a judge impose a gag order on information? I don't understand that. So they arrested him. He is with the Outpost of Freedom, and he covers a lot of stuff with militia groups and stuff like that. And he had covered the Bundy issue and also the issue in Oregon, and they arrested him. And so there's a lot of stuff that goes on between the two. There is corruption there. There's no doubt about it. We see the guy, one of the guys who was convicted on 8 counts of, I think, 16 that they faced all in the first round of the Bundy Ranch trials in Oregon, Greg Burleson. And they're looking at recommending 30 years for this guy. Consecutive to the mandatory minimum 57 years for the three using firearm in a crime of violence count. The problem in a lot of this, and then he's got two of those charges that each bring mandatory minimum 25 to life sentences. And there's no violence that's actually been committed by these guys. Now, Burleson was caught on camera by FBI agents who were deceiving them as though they were a news crew and going to do a documentary. They just wanted the truth and this, that, and the other. So they were engaged in deceptive practices, too. Mm-hmm. And people can say, well, they were trying to catch bad guys. Well, you know what? If you and I go and we know the FBI has went and impersonated the Associated Press without the Associated Press's permission. If you and I went and did that, we would be facing jail time. But the fact of the matter is if you want justice, and people got to get this in their heads, the American prison system is not just. It's not justice. And if you want to define justice, you have to go to the lawgiver. And this is something I've been strong on here recently a lot, because you go put a man in prison for something that's not even really a crime in many cases, and you're putting them in there, and then you're taking taxpayers and you're holding them hostage, their property hostage, to pay to feed, clothe, and house that guy for how many years you're going to cage him like an animal. And it's just wrong. But getting to the issue here, that's what Burleson's facing. Todd Engel is still, he has two charges that he was found guilty on. The rest of them are going to face a retrial. But Judge Gloria Navarro has basically ruled out calling in the head agent in charge of that standoff there, that even the FBI and the local sheriff and the local police said, we're not going to have anything to do with it because you're going to get people killed. And they pulled back from it, Daniel P. Love. And they don't want to bring Daniel P. Love to the stand. Now, this is the guy found guilty of misconduct on several things by the inspector general. And they tried to keep that out of the courtroom. And this is the guy who was running the show at Bundy Ranch. He was the guy who brought in this heavily armed army. I mean, the only acts of aggression at Bundy Ranch, real acts of aggression, were by federal agents.
Yeah, that killed they brought in LaVoy Frenicum.
Well, no, that was in Oregon.
Yep.
But at Bundy Ranch, they had snipers. They slaughtered Bundy's cattle. They dug it. You know, graves and put those in there. There was no authority for them to go killing cows. I mean, what threat is a cow?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's a sign of intimidation, Tim, is what it is. I'm going to pull you up on the next segment, if that's okay, folks. You got Bradley and Tim Brown, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, remember what Thomas Jefferson rightly said. Tyranny is defined as that which is legal for the government but illegal for the citizenry. Wait a second. We are the government, so let's set the record straight. Be right back.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family in joining this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I've been a big fan of Bradley Dean and his wife Stephanie Joy's show, The Sons of Liberty Broadcast. I've also learned much by watching his DVD video series. A mutual friend introduced me to Bradley while he was in the Atlanta area doing a presentation. I've been forever changed by his powerful and uncompromising faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over on our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E, and or my Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean one double E, Bradley Dean one. Folks, if you want to check out, at any time you'd like to throw it out on the table and let 80 affiliates in the United States and 53 countries outside of the United States hear what you have to say, bring it on, my friends. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, John 14:6, 1 Corinthians 11:1, and 1 Timothy 2:5, just for the record. We got Tim Brown, senior editor from sonsoflibertymedia.com, giving us an update as to the Bundy Ranch court case, and he was just talking about federal Judge Navarro. Tim, you there?
Yeah.
Okay, I got you back. Okay. I have right in front of me where federal judge, whatever that means, Navarro, she has refused to allow Bundy Ranch defense to have their allotted preemptory and challenges and selected a jury for them. Now, that's interesting because she's ruled over every objection by the defense. She's not allowed their evidence in the case. Listen carefully, America. She has not allowed their evidence in the case. She's threatened any witnesses that have wanted to testify for their own defense, telling them that they will be charged as co-conspirators if they testify. And she also told them that they must retain legal counsel first and foremost. Now, I just said right before the last break, Tim, that the definition of a tyrant or tyranny is this, by Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States. He said, tyranny is defined as that which is legal for the government, but illegal for the citizenry. And when you think about that, those in government, regardless of what capacity they serve in, they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. So we see what's taking place is a rule of force, which is going to create war rather than a rule of law, which is going to establish peace. What say you concerning what's going on and the definition of tyranny concerning these cases?
that's part of it. Everybody needs to understand something. Judge Navarro never held a judge's position before she was put into the federal judge seat that she's in now. And she was put in that by none other than Barack Obama. And that was at the request of Harry Reid. I think she came into office in 2010. Before that, she'd just been a simple attorney. So this lady, there are a lot of citizens already calling for impeachment. Due to some of the things they're seeing in this case, one of the things that happened that we found out after the first trial was the government was hiding the fact that one of the FBI witnesses at the Bundy Ranch trial had been in jail in Colorado for impersonating a journalist and a private investigator. Now, this is a guy who had committed a crime there, and yet he's allowed to testify against people who really, in all honesty, had not committed a crime. Then we have the issue of Dan Love, which I was mentioning before the break. And Dan Love, Bundy Ranch is not his first rodeo here. He was involved in a thing with the guy who was heading up, he was the FBI special agent in charge in Oregon. Those two guys were involved in an Indian artifact issue. I believe it was in Utah. And it was a Dr. Red. And they just, I mean, this guy was, Dr. Red was just going on the Indian land, which is pretty vast out there. And he was finding all these little artifacts in the ground and collecting them. And these guys hounded him like he had murdered, you know, 100 people.
Yeah.
And what's interesting is Dan Love ended up getting, and Dr. Red ended up killing himself over it. They had pushed him so far, he killed himself. He felt like there was no way out for him. And he killed himself. What's interesting is Dan Love ended up getting the very things he was after him for, charging him, or they were charging him with as a crime, and putting him on his desk as trophies. Okay, that's how thick this guy is. Now, that's not all. This judge has allowed the defense or the prosecution to come in and say, we want to use evidence after Bundy Ranch against these guys. Basically, a stand that took place in April 2015 at the Sugar Pine Mountain regarding a couple of these guys who joined in with Oath Keepers and the 3% Militia. And all they were doing was providing security. There was no violence that was there. Sure, they stood there with guns, but hey, it's America. The Second Amendment applies, people. I mean, it's not a crime to keep and bear arms. And I have to tell people, this idea of concealed permits, that's a permission to use your right. Now, it's either a right or you're getting permission, one or the other.
Amen.
And these guys were not doing anything wrong. They were providing security there against people who shouldn't be there. And so they're wanting to use that and say, well, these guys show a mindset and this and the other. But these things happened after Bundy Ranch. They have nothing to do with Bundy Ranch, yet the judge is allowing that. And the judge wants these guys, every one of them, to enter the courtroom in chains and shackles.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, talk about poisoning the well. When you come into a jury looking like that, you are painting a picture in their mind that these guys are guilty before you hear a word of what they say. That's what you're doing.
Hey, Tim. To me, it is about as telling can be as to what's going on here. Because what they don't want is they don't want you to pull the curtain back and find out what this is really about. And I'm going over to Oregon concerning Clinton selling uranium ore to the Russians.
Sure.
I'm going back over to Mr. Harry Reid selling uranium ore to the Chinese, committing the act of treason. This is an attempt to justify themselves in the face of the country that's not taking the time to pull the curtain back and understand what these crimes and who the criminals really are concerning the crimes that are in front of us right now. It's about as simple to see for me, and I don't know why that is, but the American people over and over consistently they fall to injustice, and they think that there was justice served when in fact injustice anywhere is an injustice everywhere, and they find out later that the corrupt party was the one that was actually attempting to justify themselves. They were the ones guilty of the crime in the first place. And I don't know what it's going to take for the American people to pull that curtain back, but here we are.
Well, I can tell you part of it. I know why part of it is there, is the church has lost its saltiness. They don't preach the law of God. That's the first thing. They think there's a and there is a distinction. Don't get me wrong. There's a distinction between law and the gospel. There is a distinction there. But the gospel, but the Apostle Paul says, you know, Christ didn't come to do away with the law. Christ said that. Paul said that. They both esteem the law. Jesus sat there on the Sermon on the Mount. For any Christian out there who thinks the law is done away with, Jesus said, I didn't come to do away with it. He was basically reestablishing what had already been given. Paul said the same thing. We established the law. We're not doing away with it. First it slays us, then it becomes the standard for us when we're converted. It becomes a standard by which we learn we want to live because we want to love God and we want to love man, and that's what the law deals with. And if the church would start teaching the law, then people might start asking questions like, just simple questions like, is the state really supposed to be owning land? Especially 90-something percent of Nevada, other high percentages of Midwestern countries or states, are they supposed to be owning that? No. The people are supposed to have that. Look at Israel. When God brought them in the land, what did he do? He divided it among the people. He didn't give it to the civil government of that time, which basically was the people. I mean, that's when you read that, who carried out punishments in the Old Testament? It was the people.
Yeah.
Wasn't some guy in the back room?
Yeah. No. It's also interesting too, because I'm reading Deuteronomy right now. I'm back in the Decalogue. I'm back in the five books of Moses, the Torah.
Yes.
It's interesting too. The first people that they were taught to go to were the priests that knew the law. Then the judges were to come secondarily.
Yeah, and you go to your local pastor now. Many of them, at least the stuff I hear coming out, don't have a clue. As to what the law even teaches. Ask them when you see Jesus, and I don't mean to get off on a thing, but I think this is the root of it. When you go and you bring, you go to the passage where Jesus has brought the woman who's allegedly caught in adultery, and they'll say, well, he's doing away with the death penalty. No, he's not. He's holding up the law. Because the law says that the man and the woman are supposed to be dealt with, and what were the guys doing? They were just bringing the woman. So right there, he's saying, your guys are null and void. You say you caught her in the act, where's the dude? I mean, he doesn't say that, but that's implied from what the law says. The Son of God isn't doing away with the law.
That's right. The law and the prophets, no doubt. Jesus said, think not that I've come to destroy the law and the prophets. I've come not to destroy, but to fulfill. And of course, that's the problem today. All the way up until 1962 in this country, it was the law and the prophets that was preached every Sabbath day in this country, and we need to get back to it. Thank you for your time, Tim Brown, Sons of Liberty Media Editor. We appreciate your time. When you allow unlawful acts.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
When you get a moment, friends, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Go to Isaiah 59 and you'll understand what's going on in this country. When you allow unlawful acts to go unpunished concerning your representatives, America, you're moving towards a government of men rather than a government of God's moral law. And we are based and established on the Mosaic Institution. Interestingly enough, just a little recap on the conversation we just had with Tim Brown, senior editor from Sons of Liberty Media.com, concerning the highlights as to what's going on concerning the Bundys and their court case. And I want to kind of roll in Oregon as well. But isn't it interesting how much time and effort they're pushing, friends, on you and inundating the American people with the fact that, listen, these guys are just criminals. Can you believe it? They're seditious. They're rebellious. This is treasonous. When, in fact, if you pull the curtain back, you'll find out the people they're trying to protect are the ones that are responsible for the crimes. They should be in shackles. Harry Reid, Hillary Clinton, so on and so forth. And Obama appointed another judge just like Alina Kagan. Alina Kagan, I don't know if you know this or not, America, but she's never judged a case a day in her life. She's known for queerifying Harvard. She was running and assailing our military on Harvard's campus, and for some reason or another, she was also responsible for attempting to queerify Harvard, as I just said. But she was appointed just out of nowhere, and nobody ever heard a peep at the fact of what I just told you. And she never judged a case a day in her life, and she's appointed a Supreme Court justice for life because you've been desensitized and dummied down to believe that that's the truth. Read Article 3, Section 1. Read Article 2, Section 4. But before you do that, read Article 3, Section 3 of the Constitution of the United States, because it will expose what's going on here. And then we see what's going on in the Bundy case. Obama appoints another judge that never judged a case a day in her life, Mrs. Navarro. And what is she doing? She's corrupting the system, and the American people are deluded into believing what she is doing is right, friends. See, it's a pretended authority, but you need to take your authority and walk in it and deal with those that are pretending to have the authority, which in fact you really have, America. Moving on. Talking about injustice this week and confronting our oppressors. We see it all around us. And a post was going around today, and it's got a picture of Hillary Clinton with a gun in her hand pointing at anybody that testifies against her. And we know that just over the last year, I believe, five, six people that we know of have been killed right before they were to testify against the Clintons. If you go back to the Clinton Chronicles, go online, watch the video. It's very eerie, but it's all those that are willing to, with the internal fortitude, to come to the light and share with the American people how corrupt both Billy Bob and Hillary are. And interestingly enough, at that point back in the 90s, he had 147 dead people, including kids that were killed mob style because they seen drug drops in Mena, Arkansas on Billy Bob Clinton's watch. But 147 people have died on his watch. Now look at what we're seeing today. This meme says, guns don't kill people, testifying against Hillary Clinton does. And what I wrote on top of it, holding the responsible party to the line once again, and I said, and 318.9 million Americans give her a pass to do it again and again and again. And again, and the president of the United States of America that said he was going to bring forth on the campaign trail as a promise to the American people, he was going to bring forth a special prosecutor to investigate the Clinton, namely Hillary Clinton, for crimes against America and we the people. Remember, Mr. Donald Trump said that he's never seen anything like it before with disgust on his face. Isn't it interesting, folks, after the fact, he said it was just campaign trail talk. That's what he said it was. I want to ask you, America, and by the way, you can call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Who's James McDougal? Anybody tell me who James McDougal is? If you want to call in, just tell me if you know who these people are. You can confirm, 1-866-582-9933. Anybody know who Mary Mahoney is? Anybody know who Vince Foster is, or Ron Brown, or C. Victor Razor number 2, or Pat Tully, or Ed Willey, or Jerry Parks, James Bunch, James Wilson, Kathy Ferguson, Bill Shelton, Gandy Baugh, Florence Martin? And you know these people, friends? Anybody know any of these names? 1-866-582-9933. Suzanne Coleman. What about Paula Grober? Danny Casalero, we got Paul Wilker, John Parnell Walker, Barbara Wise, Charles Messinger, Dr. Stanley Hurd, Barry Seal, Johnny Lawhorn Jr. Anybody know these people, friends? Stanley Huggins, Herschel Friday, Kevin Ives, and Don Henry. This is incredible. Keith Coney, Keith McCaskley, Gregory Collins, Jeff Rhodes, James Myland, Richard Winters. Anybody know these people? Come on, somebody's got to know somebody. I mean, it's said that, friends, if you know four people, everybody knows everybody on the globe somehow or another. I don't know if that just applies to us, but that's how I've heard it. What about Major William S. Barkley Jr.? Captain Scott J. Reynolds, Sergeant Brian Hanley, Sergeant Tim Sabell. What about Major General William Robertson or Colonel William Densberger? Anybody know these guys? Colonel Robert Kelly, Specialist Gary Rhodes, Steve Willis, Robert Williams, Conway LeBlue, Todd McKeon. Anybody? I mean, somebody's got to know some of these names. Well, here, let me tell you who they are. This is a short list of the Clinton associates who have died mysteriously around the Clintons. For example, going back to number one, James McDougal, Clinton's convicted Whitewater partner died of an apparent heart attack while in solitary confinement. Man, they can kill him in jail, too. I mean, that's kind of a well-known fact, but just to show you the political influence here, it's really mob is what it is, friends. I mean, he died of an apparent heart attack while in solitary confinement. He was the key witness in Ken Starr's investigation. Wow. What a coincidence, right? I'm going to play stupid with the American people here, okay? And for some reason or another, when you see posts like this with guns don't kill people, testifying against Hillary Clinton does, they think it's funny. The conservatives think it's some sort of game. You know, I wonder if it's a game to all of these families that lost their loved ones that just happened to be in the mix with the criminal syndicate, namely the Clintons. What about Mary Mahoney? A former White House intern was murdered July 1997 at a Starbucks coffee shop in Georgetown, right outside of D.C., friends. There, been there, have the hat, have the T-shirt. The murder happened just after she was to go public with her story of sexual harassment in the White House by Bill Clinton. What a coincidence. Hey, folks, isn't this funny? Isn't this absolutely funny? That those that are willing to come forward and bring forth the charges of the Clintons for some reason or another, they're just killed off. And the conservatives and the patriots of the day, the professed Christians, they post memes and they think it's a joke. It's funny. I mean, put that up. This syndicate, the Clintons, this mob-style politician, and I'm not over-exaggerating or embellishing this point at all. Isn't it interesting that American people, 318.9 million people, they continuously give her a pass to kill anybody that would dare come out against her as a witness exposing her crimes? Hey, America, just two of them last week. Isn't that funny? Isn't that cute, America? America, I want to tell you something. This isn't TV. This isn't a movie. You know what reminds me of September 11th when the two towers fell? You know what the response of some of the American people, you know what they thought when they seen the two towers fall? They said it was like, it was surreal. It was like watching a movie. I want to tell you something. You're going to be judged according to your thoughts in a state of judgment. And you're there, America. This is a reality check for the American people, because you need to understand that an injustice done anywhere is an injustice done everywhere. I just got done naming off some of the names of the people that have been murdered as key witnesses to expose the Clintons for their crimes, and the American conservative and patriot and self-professed Christian post meme and they put their little jokes at the end of it. Hey friends, who's allowing these people to do what they do? As long as they're like dogs, America, as long as they see that you're afraid of them, they're going to keep growling and they're going to keep attacking. Until you stand up and show them your steel, they're not going to go anywhere. We have Vince Foster, former White House counselor, a colleague of Hillary Clinton at Little Rock's Rose Law Firm. He died of a gunshot wound to the head. It was ruled a suicide conveniently. Over and over and over, it's ruled conveniently as a suicide. The problem they had with Vince Foster is they had the gun in the wrong hand. And it wasn't a gunshot. He had a pistol in his hand, friends. But they ruled it a gunshot wound, and it was ruled a suicide. Victor Razor the second. Razor, a major player in the Clinton fundraising organization, died in a private plane crash in July of 1992. And the list goes on and on and on and on and on. Here's your reality check, America. Hate the evil, love the good, establish justice in the courts. I don't need to go out there and try to identify who the bad guys are, because you know who they are, America. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Tony Witnack from radio station KNZR in Bakersfield, California. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." This verse is Bradley Dean. I truly do appreciate the ministry of sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Final segments. Just trying to cover several topics over the hour in which we've been allotted today. Final segment, again, 1-866-582-9933. I also want to cover, I've been talking about this since it's taken place, the Muslim in Minneapolis who was hailed by this treasonous mayor in Minneapolis who broadcasts her speech out of mosques, who shows more sympathy for the Muslims that have perpetuated the crime against the victims, literally, friends. This mayor was the one praising this cop over and over and over again. Somehow this Muslim who feeds on the doctrines of devils, 1 Timothy 4:1, kills an American. Somehow he got a badge and a gun in the United States of America. This woman calls the police. She reports a possible rape in progress. She dials 911. The cops come. She comes out with her long blonde hair in her pajamas, begins to speak with a police officer, and for some reason or another, this Muslim pulls out his gun, Muhammad Noor, and shoots her several times until she's dead. Yesterday, I was brought to the attention of who this person was. My guitar player actually told me yesterday his former bass player, it was his fiance that was shot and killed. So it brings it, and regardless if I knew this individual or not, it matters not. I still am in this with every single one of you, like it or not. And I don't look at it that way. I love God and I love people, right? And I can't love people until I first love God. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. But in saying that, we found out that this Muhammad Noor, this Muslim that is in the United States of America, that killed one innocent woman in the United States, is not complying with investigators. Now, this should come as no surprise to anybody, because keep in mind, they are being told by the media that is putting the microphone up to the likes of Linda Sarsour, Barack Hussein Obama, and many other representatives in the United States of America that are committing the act of treason, Article 3, Section 3, that are telling them not to assimilate. In other words, you don't fall in line with the American people's law, you come and establish law. Now, I want you to think about this, America. This individual was given a badge and a gun, all the while knowing that his whole purpose is to kill the infidel. Do you realize that the representatives in the United States that are advocating the Muslims coming into the United States of America, do you realize, now this is statutorily, friends, did you know that they are responsible for the crimes that they commit? When you look to the law, you will find in federal law, friends, that, for example, this mayor that praises this individual, sanctuary city mayors that are bringing, that are under the guise and masquerading as mayors, do you know that they are personally responsible for the crimes that are committed by these illegals? Because they were the ones that opened the door to them. Did you know that your representatives that are advocating these Middle Eastern Muslims that are set on destroying America, killing the infidel, plundering the country, rape, and the list goes on, just look to Europe, friends. These are the same people that were praising the supposed terrorists on September 11th when the two buildings fell down while 3,000 Americans were murdered. When the towers fell, these people were in their prospective countries praising the Muslims that allegedly brought the two towers down. I don't believe all that, but the fact of the matter is that's what you've been told. So we'll just go on the line of their narrative and we'll use it the way that it should be used. You have representatives in this country bringing these people in that were literally praising the supposed terrorist that dropped the two towers. 3,000 Americans were killed. Now they're giving them not only government positions in the Homeland Security, in the Pentagon, in your military. Not only are organizations like the ACLU and others trying to make way for the Muslims, keep in mind all of these groups are helping advocate, helping it to be made easier for them to come into the United States. These are the same people that were praising the supposed terrorists that dropped the two buildings. They're giving them badges and they're giving them guns. Muhammad Noor is only falling in line with CARES doctrine. And what is CARES doctrine, friends? It's a terrorist organization. That's given a pass. Just like back in the day when Planned Parenthood came in. They didn't start out killing babies. They suggested it. They got the American people to believe it was a choice in 1973. And then what they did is they set up a corrupt bureaucracy. Then they started stealing money from the taxpayer to fund them to murder the innocent in the womb. Folks, when are you going to get the fact that you're the responsible party before God for allowing this? Now we have the SPLC. Now we have CARE to deal with, friends. When are you going to understand they don't have any lawful standing? They don't have any lawful standing when you go back to who we are and what our laws state. Hey, folks, going back to Muhammad Noor, the guy that shot her, the devil that shot this woman. You know, it was on the front page of the paper in Minneapolis today with the chief of police saying that this woman didn't have to die. And you know what they're doing? They're doing the right thing. They're pointing the finger back at Muhammad Noor, By the way, when he put his hand over his partner, she was talking to the police officer. He took his gun out and he shot across his partner. His partner was stunned. He said that he did it. And keep in mind, he didn't shoot her once. He shot her multiple times. You know, but Muhammad Noor, like that of his doctrine, he didn't come here to submit to our laws. As a matter of fact, he's shown you that, just like Barack Hussein Obama. He transgressed the Constitution. That means he gave you the finger over 1,180 times. Well, this guy's following right in line with all these other groups that are decrying their rights. I suppose now he had a right to kill. Nope, he said he won't submit to American law. And he's not going to submit to the investigators. Did you hear what I said? You are seeing it being played out in front of your faces right now, friends. Kerr said Islam isn't in America to be equal to any other faith, but to become dominant. The Quran, the Muslim book of scripture, should be the highest authority in America, and Islam is the only accepted religion on earth. Who's financing this, friends? You hear what I said? There is an uproar, not only just in the United States, but also on a global scale. Pajama-clad Justine Damon was unarmed when Muhammad Noor fired multiple shots and shot her dead. She was dead at the scene. An innocent woman that called the police while walking up to the car and speaking to the police officer. This Muslim thought that it was his job to go ahead and unload on the woman that made the call concerning a possible rape. Folks, in progress. More from the Aussies, upper middle class neighborhood. It's interesting, however, the police department's internal affairs unit can compel him to give a statement as part of its own investigation and fire him if he refuses, said Minneapolis defense lawyer Joe Friedberg, who isn't involved in the case. He can be fired for shooting an innocent woman? I would think so. Really? These are the wrong talking points. The man committed the act of murder on an innocent individual in this country that was reporting a crime. He is not complying with investigators. America, listen to what they are saying. Listen to what they are saying. I want you to hear another comment, just so you can understand this is not my opinion. This is exactly what they say. Oof, I'm looking for a quote. There's tons of them, but I'm looking for a specific quote right now. And it is a care quote, and I'm going to get it off before the show is up. And if I don't, I will get it to you tomorrow. Folks, an injustice done anywhere is an injustice done everywhere. These people believe they are above the law, and you need to set the record straight.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.